This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. We've got a winter storm watch in effect from late tonight through Wednesday for Campbell County, with the possibility of gusty winds and heavy, wet snow. Construction on Lakeway Road is progressing nicely and should be finished by the end of the month. Rye Mazzarelli, City Developmental Services Director, says the dry summer has helped construction work go smoothly with no delays due to weather. Work on the almost 4,000 feet of Lakeway between 4J Road and Highway 59 began in March. A man employed by the City of Gillette has been recognized for helping rescue a man at Keyhole State Park earlier in the summer. Boyd Abelseth was at the park with his wife when they saw a man having a seizure while in the lake. Abelseth, with help from his wife, was able to pull the man from the water. For his quick action, the city gave Abelseth the Energy Award during a late September City Council meeting. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. We've got the first winter storm watch of the season in effect from late tonight through Wednesday for all of Campbell County, with the possibility of gusty winds with heavy, wet snow. Officials from Gillette, Sheridan, and mediators will meet on the 23rd to work on the agreement that will allow the separation of Gillette Community College from the Northern Wyoming Community College District. And then the Gillette Community College District can move forward with seeking accreditation through the Higher Learning Commission. In the meantime, GCCD will continue receiving accreditation from the Northern Wyoming Community College District. There's a lot of work for state legislators as they begin to redraw legislative districts. As it stands now, Gillette and Campbell County shouldn't see any drastic changes when the lines are redrawn. Population in Campbell County increased and decreased in Weston County, making the redistricting necessary. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.